We're sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of Estate-Grown Wines and by the Keepersall Estates Restaurant and Winery, East Texas Destination, south of Tyler, off of FM 344. Lost this week in the release of the Senate Intelligence Committee release of what is simply being called the torture report was the grilling that Obamacare architect Jonathan Gruber endured in front of the House Congressional Oversight Committee. It's probably good for Gruber, but it's bad for the Republic. The putting of an elite, uber-educated liberal on the hot seat is useful from time to time. The video's worth watching. There's one exchange that exemplifies many. After Committee Chairman Daryl Issa of California pointed out that Gruber had failed to disclose, on the form sent to him in advance of the hearing, how much he had been paid for his work on Obamacare, Representative Jim Jordan of Ohio followed up.
As I understand from my counsel, I'm required federal payment.
I'm not asking what you disclose. I'm asking you a question. Give me a dollar amount. How much were you paid? The American taxpayer would like to know how much they paid you to deceive them and then got made fun of by the very dollars that they paid you to make fun of. And they'd like to know that. So how much were you paid?
As I said, the committee can take that up with my counsel.
So you're not going to answer the question? You're under oath? We're asking you a simple question. You come to the committee, we ask a question. You're supposed to answer the question. How much were you paid by the federal taxpayer and the state taxpayer?
As I said, the committee can take that up with my counsel. I'd be happy to provide whatever.
Yeah. It went on like that for about 5 minutes. He never answered the question. He never stopped smirking. The smugness, the condescension, the refusal to be even minimally accountable, they're all infuriating. Gruber perfunctorily regretted calling Americans, meaning you and me, stupid, but anyone can tell by watching that Gruber still thinks we're stupid. He just wishes momentarily that he hadn't said so on tape. And it's also clear that Gruber isn't the least bit bothered by the fact that none of the promises of the Affordable Care Act that he helped midwife have come true. Not one. He's unconcerned that if you liked your plan, you couldn't keep your plan. He's unconcerned that premiums have gone up, deductibles have gone up, and that affordable policies have been canceled. He's unmoved by, or even unaware of, the ill effects that Obamacare has had on full-time employment. As we've said here many times, elite inner-circle liberals like Jonathan Gruber can afford their conceits only because they, unlike us, are seldom forced to suffer the resulting ill effects. Liberals like Gruber have no regard for people like you and me. They don't believe in free markets. They have no respect for ordinary people who don't move in elite circles. And they hold that vast swath of continent, filled with nearly 300 million people, that fills what they consider a yawning void between the East Coast and the West Coast, in dripping, condescending contempt. From that condescension, we get disasters like Obamacare. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter, at Paul Gleiser. Christmas isn't tomorrow, but it's starting to feel like it. I'm nowhere when it comes to the shopping I need to do for my wife and daughters, but I'm in great shape for friends, neighbors, colleagues, and clients. That's thanks, of course, to the Keepersall Winery. As has become a tradition at Keepersall, they're offering elegant wine gift boxes that will be appreciated by your recipients. They have three different boxes all packed and ready to go. Each contains a different collection of Keepersall wines. Each is beautifully and tastefully presented, and each is only $50. My favorite's the one they call the Big Three. It's a trio of Keepersall's now double gold award-winning Merlot, more on that later, my beloved Cabernet, and the outstanding Keepersall Syrah. Wine makes a great holiday gift. It doesn't go bad. It never goes out of style. So this weekend, take some shopping pressure off by visiting the Keepersall Winery for Christmas gift boxes. It's easy. Go south on Broadway to FM 344 and left under the bridge, a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. Learn more at Keepersall.com.